Mini episode 1706 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1706 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the black comedy slash drama Fargo season 5 on Hulu. Here's our top 5 notes of interest about the latest addition to this anthology franchise. Number 5. The heart of the season lies in the pursuit of a Minnesota housewife, Dot Lyon, by a ruthless and powerful North Dakota sheriff, Roy Tillman, when she pops up on his radar after many years. Dot's young daughter Scotty and her sweet but passive husband Wayne are caught in the middle of this vendetta, prompting Wayne's mother, ruthless billionaire Lorraine Lyon, to get involved, along with her fixer, Danish Graves. Roy's sidekick is his somewhat hapless son Gator, who is forever trying to prove himself, and Roy's wife and father-in-law do nothing but feed his antagonisms and delusions of grandeur. One of the henchmen that he hires, Ula Munk, proves to be an incredible wild card in the overall story. All the while, FBI agents are probing Roy for his disregard of federal law, and police deputy Indira Olmsted ends up teaming with North Dakota State Trooper Whit Farr as they get ensnared in what proves to be a very complicated case between Dot and Roy. Number 4. The casting is absolutely incredible, highlighted by John Hamm as Roy, Juno Temple as Dot, Jennifer Jason Leigh as Lorraine, and Dave Foley as Danish. Top to bottom, the actors and actresses make the most of the material that they have. Number 3. Fargo is the unique anthology that is connected in some tiny way season by season and occasionally to the movie that inspired the rest of the franchise. We won't address if any characters from past seasons show up here, based on season 5 being set in 2019. Only the 2010-2011 backdrop of season 3 is even close on the timeline, but there are stylistic callbacks all throughout this season. Wayne and his mom mirror the dynamic between Wade Gustafson and Gene Lundegaard in the movie, and Lorraine's relationship with Danish is very similar to how Wade operates with his sidekick Stan Grossman, as well as the combo of Emmett Stussy and Cy Feltz in Season 3. Odd couple police pairings are a staple all throughout the Fargo franchise, and they materialize again here. Ula Munk's Invocation of Blood Debts references back to the mob wars of Seasons 2 and 4, and there is a scene with puppets once the show starts to enter the endgame of the season that carries some supernatural overtones of the Season 2 UFO, as does Ula Munk's sensational backstory. There are plenty of echoes of previous Fargo incarnations in this season, and they enhance the enjoyment for any Fargo aficionado. Number 2. Dot's surprising resourcefulness fuels much of the season's twists and turns. Once you learn her backstory, her ability to evade her pursuers and turn their efforts back on them will be less surprising, but since she is initially presented as a harmless housewife, it's quite eye-popping to watch her defend herself so bravely and with such cunning, particularly considering her very small frame. Her married last name, Lyon, even comes into play, as those around her realize that's what she really is, not the harmless mouse that she had appeared to be in her years of keeping a low profile to avoid Roy finding her. Number 1. As the Fargo season set closest to present day, unsurprisingly, there are aspects that feel ripped from the headlines, which is unusual for this franchise. Roy's eventual alliance with local militias in particular carries echoes of the so-called Patriot movement, and the source of Lorraine's wealth makes her a villainous titan for our times, even if some of her actions later in the season prove surprising. But season 5 still feels like Fargo through and through and in the best possible way. After a few uneven moments in season 3 and way more in season 4 with an overly engorged cast, season 5 was cooking with gas the entire way through. To us, it's second in this franchise only to season 2, which we have tied with season 2 of The White Lotus as the greatest anthologies of all time. With this momentum, here's hoping that we get a season 6. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.